exactly like that, actually.
That's probably, NASA got Angry Birds in space and then realized, holy shit,
we can do this too.
Idea.
These birds.
How can you land on the moon, but you can't check a fence?
I listened back to that, and we were not wrong.
You are absolutely wrong. Okay, let's put it like this. You're not wrong. You just didn't get my point whatsoever. Because you focused.
Did you listen back?
No, fuck no. I don't give a shit, you idiot.
If you listen back, you explicitly say, how do you check a fence? Like, you yelled it.
Whatever.
Like, what if you want to get in your truck and check a fucking fence?
It was not the act of checking the fence that I was referring to. It was an example that you idiots glommed onto.
You were on the verge of getting so angry at us.
I was.
But we were all laughing so hard, I think it overcame your anger and made you chill out a little bit. Because you were about to get so angry. Like,
yes.
You were about to shoot us.
I was extremely fucking pissed, like, all night after the show.
What, really?
Yes.
What? Why?
This is the intro, by the way.
Because I was trying to figure out why you fucking idiots couldn't understand. Like,
but you didn't listen back to hear what you said.
I was drunk.
He was just mad all night. He's in bed going, I didn't say check a fence.
But he did. He did say check a fence.
Right, but it was supposed to be an example, not like the exact thing.
Right, but you're the one
and
who
I'm,
brought
I'm
that up.
I'm especially angry because you of all people should understand the things you can do with cars that aren't just simply going from point A to point B.
I hate conversations.
Episode 304, Puke in the Gang.
And that's all we have to say. Thanks for coming.
I invited about seven guests, and none of them...
Oh, yeah. People... Reply. Don't like us anymore.
This is the end, basically, because no one wants to come on the show. The one response I got was, sorry for the delayed response, but thanks for the invite again. I'm still dwelling in my cave. Please ask again if anything comes up. I want to venture out. I'm just being a jackass.
Who was that?
Talk to you later.
We have to know who that is.
Can we even say who it is?
I don't know. To you.
Up to me. Why is it up to me?
So Rapture cannot make it on the show because he's in his house.
Yeah.
Oh, he also...
he's in his house. He can't make it.
Yeah. Well, also, he no longer lives in this town, right?
I don't know.
I think
which
you're
we
correct.
Don't really know for certain.
According to that message, he lives in a cave. So
yeah.
That could be anywhere.
Oh, yeah. It could be in a...
And what? How did he message you? He doesn't use a phone.
Google Voice. Google Voice.
Oh.
Google Voice. Hello?
My name is Rapture.
It's dark out and I'm getting the seeds.
So I go into my cave. Oh, sorry. Oh. So I go into my cave. I don't blame him necessarily. It's like you look outside, it's 4:30, and it's like, oh, the sun is gone. It's in Australia.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, this sucks.
See, I like it getting dark early because it makes me feel better about being in the house for longer periods of time.
Really?
Yeah. And also, I want to get better at being home alone and like being productive,
right?
And not just like eating,
crackers?
Watching TV, and just making more of a mess. Like,
well, that's what I do, regardless of if there's sun out or not. So,
right? Like when there's sun out, I don't know. I can't sit still at home, so I just go out places.
Ah,
will the listeners please send me one of those natural light makers?
What?
It's
a lamp?
This light thing. No.
Well, it is a lamp. It's SADS.
Yeah, a lamp.
A SADS lamp.
I can give you a lamp. I got lamps.
Oh, it's got to be the right wavelength.
It's not a bulb then?
It's like this huge screen.
What?
It's not huge, but it's like this big.
Ew.
And it's a light.
Ew.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, how did you look it up?
Ew, what the fuck is it?
It's a SADS lamp. We know what the fuck they are.
It's only 40. It's only 50.
$209.
Wow. Don't buy that one. That's ludicrous.
That's the one you would buy, Puke.
Yeah.
What's the most expensive? Okay, one under that.
I was explaining your buying habits to somebody recently, and I was referencing the $200 iPad case.
What? Which I didn't buy.
Oh.
But you almost did?
Yeah, but I almost doesn't count.
And they said, how does somebody spend $200 on an iPad case? And they go, well, you know, they go online, and they see an iPad case for like $9. And they see one for $11, and it has like a little stand that pops out or something.
Okay,
and they go, oh, that's cool. I wonder what other features exist out there. Ooh, this one's made out of better plastic. That one has a carbon fiber sticker all over it.
Yeah.
And the price gets up to like $22 and so on and so on. And then this one's made of the most exotic, rare, you know, South African cow leather.
Yes. Hand-stitched.
Yeah.
Carved. Got a wooden interior.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a book. I bought one already while we were talking.
But, no, and I get that.
Uh-huh.
Because I do the same thing. Like, I don't ever go for the cheapest. If it's something I'm going to consume, then I usually go cheap.
Yeah.
But if it's something I'm not going to consume, which is rare when I buy things.
Yeah.
But I tend to really vet the competitors out there. Like, when
yes.
I bought a vacuum
yes.
cleaner,
uh-huh.
I went, okay, I don't want to spend more than $250 on a vacuum cleaner.
So Dysons were out.
But I spent, and I talked about it on the show, I looked for hours at the store and then on my phone at Consumer Reports, and I walked out of the store frustrated, went in my truck, and then I stared at Consumer Reports for another hour
Jesus.
Before I went back in the store because yeah. the one that I chose remotely yes. online didn't exist in the store.
Right. That's the problem with stores.
Yeah, that is. But the other problem with ordering online is I want it today.
Oh.
I'm not waiting for Amazon to fail to ship
2 days.
I had anxiety.
What's that?
I've been eating Quest bars a lot, especially when I'm out on the road.
Okay.
And I've
Why?
Been buying them on Amazon because protein.
Why don't you just eat fuck some nuts or something? The Quest bars are easy to carry, right?
Yeah.
And are they like low carb and such?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been eating the chocolate chip oatmeal ones.
That doesn't sound that low carb.
It is.
It's got oatmeal and sugar?
It's got 4 carbs.
Oh.
And 1 sugar.
1 sugar.
Yeah.
Just a big cube in the center.
Yeah. It's just a mystery bite. One of the bites. It's like, ooh, that one was really good.
Ooh, that tastes like sucked. Flavor. The rest tastes like ass.
But
okay.
I've been buying them on Amazon, 2 boxes at a time. They come 12 to a box. And I've been eating 1 to 2 a day of these things.
Okay.
And
in addition to a meal or as a meal replacement?
Both.
Okay.
It depends.
Yeah.
How well behaved I am. But yeah, and when I start to run low, I order more on Amazon. And a couple days ago, I was running low. I'm like, oh, I only have 3 left.
Oh,
I better order more now. I've been wanting to do that for a while, and I was getting lots of anxiety about it. And I'm like, oh, no, but I have to go away for work, like, overnight. I'm going to be gone for 2 whole days. Luckily, it arrived a day early, so I had a whole fresh box to take with me on the road. I felt so much better afterwards.
Wow. Speaking of getting stuff, I'm having a problem. You know how it's impossible to get a ladder?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get carpet?
Well, you go to a carpet
no,
store.
No, it's impossible wait. To get carpet.
No, I want to seriously attack this.
I've thought about it, and I'm like, wait, I just got to go to Home Depot and pick out some carpet, and I get it. And then I'm like, but wait, I can't get it back.
What do you mean get it back?
To my house.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, it's carpet's one of the easiest big things to transport. Hold on. Where do you need carpet for in your house?
The smallest room ever.
What happened to the carpet in that room?
It got spilled on. Well, first of all, it's probably not destroyed, but if I'm going to ever practice putting in carpet, this is the room to practice it on because it's the smallest possible room.
Good point. And you have the, like, I feel like laying carpet is kind of like putting on a vinyl sticker on your car. And what you want to avoid is, one, misaligning it, and two, air bubbles. And the smallest room in your house, you have the least chance.
You get air bubbles on a carpet.
You have to vinyl sticker.
You have to stretch it out.
I wasn't listening.
I also got...
I'm sorry, Puke just made a ridiculous face.
I was about to sneeze.
I wasn't listening, and then he made a face kind of like that painting, The Screamer or whatever.
Oh,
that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Sorry.
I thought he just got an air bubble.
Yeah, I did, in my fucking horrible, stupid fuck face that's constantly spewing fucking liquids out of it. I fucking hate my sinuses.
It was a liquid bubble. But, yeah, so the small room, it allows for the least opportunity to get air bubbles, so it is good practice. You're right. And you need to get one of those carpet trowels.
Carpet kickers, which also sucks because they're $35-40 on Amazon, and I'm like, I'm only going to use it once. Can I rent one? And I haven't checked. But that seems stupid, too, because a rental's probably $20. So
I bet you just ask coworkers, and someone probably has one you can borrow.
I don't want to talk to them.
Okay, then don't. then just spend $40 and not talk to them.
I guess.
So, no, I think this is great. And first of all, how big is that room?
10 by 6.
10 by 6.
10 by 7.
Wow. Okay. So that means your carpet
could fit
is 7
trunk,
feet
brother.
Long. You could fold your back seats down and put it up into the passenger seat, and it'll fit. But if it were like a 20 by 20 room, that would be a bigger problem, right? So here's what you do.
Okay.
You roll the carpet up, you get some rope, and you just lay it on your roof and let it run down the length of your car and just strap it on.
Strap it with what?
Rope.
Where do you get rope?
Great. You think the carpet store also has rope?
I actually have a bunch of rope.
Well, it's Home Depot, obviously.
Yes. I have a bunch of rope, actually, that Peter bought for
Halloween. But how do you strap it? Oh, through your windows?
Yep.
Yeah, you just put your windows down a little bit.
Oh, jeez.
What you don't want to do is
wrap
it around your whole car, because then you can't get your doors open.
Right? Yeah.
But, and you also couldn't see out the window.
No, I mean the rope.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't wrap the car in the carpet.
I thought you meant wrap the car, carpet all the way around the car.
No, just do it on a day that isn't raining. But yeah, you can definitely haul that. Especially a carpet that small. You could like fold it up like a towel.
Here's what I'm scared of. Buying it and then getting to the car and trying to get it in, and then I can't get it in. And now these old wives and kids are looking at me going, that weirdo's got a bunch of carpet and he can't fit it. And then I just have to drive away full speed and never go back to Home Depot.
I think I have rugs that are bigger than that. Like, seriously.
I think so, too, probably.
Are you going to continue to carpet after that?
No.
Oh.
This is the only one that got stuff spilled on it over a five-year period, apparently.
That's pretty good. How long is a carpet supposed to last?
That's pretty good considering how much you spill.
I didn't spill it. I didn't spill. I mean, I do spill.
Why? That's what I'm saying. It's amazing.
Oh, no. Mostly I spill onto the...
hardwood or something?
No. The plastic that you put over the carpet so that your chair can roll.
Oh, okay. Your desk chair.
If you ever have carpet that's too puffy and you put one of those chair roller mats down, it just breaks and cracks.
Well, you got to get a thick one. You got to get a strong roller.
Yeah. Do you really need to roll around at your desk?
Yes.
Why? Where are you rolling to?
The trash? Rolling over to the air conditioner to push it on?
My desk chair, I don't roll it anywhere once it's in space.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're jerking off and you're finishing, you got to roll backwards real quick and go,
oh, I got to find a box.
Wow. No, you don't want to squish your carpet down by putting a chair on it. So you put the plastic down. Otherwise, you ruin your carpet and your chair just gets stuck in one spot. I guess it depends how thick your carpet is.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the idea of jerking off at my desk.
Well,
I mean, that's what everyone does, though, right?
Right.
But I don't do it.
No, I got an iPad for that.
No, your monitors aren't big enough, so it's not worth it.
Well, no, like, it's going to be in my phone.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
But I just don't want to go to my desk and sit there in an like uncomfortable office chair. Right?
This is weird.
I don't know.
Correct. I agree with Andrew.
Like, I want to do it somewhere sanitary that there's no chance of spillage. I don't want to scraping it out of the carpet.
Well, no, that's
so the yard?
That's why I get a shower curtain, and I lay that down first on the chair.
That seems like a lot of work. I don't want to go into that much preparation. Like, I don't know. Like, I just want to get it over with. So I just go to the bathroom and stand above the toilet. What? Hey. I lay the phone on the back of the toilet.
Okay.
Why is that so weird?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a way neater, cleaner, less gross way of doing it than you're all doing it.
Yeah, that's why you're a more successful person than us.
I'm not a more successful person than us.
I do nothing. News quiz.
Oh, really?
Okay. I don't know. What's the next topic?
I've been searching for salami this whole time.
That's the name of the show. I just kind of made this connection in my head. I don't know how I never thought of it before, but tiny homes. You know how it's for the past like 10 years, it's been like a fad?
Yeah.
Who are these people? Do you know any tiny home people?
They don't have to have
a tiny home. They just have to want one.
Oh. Hippies?
I feel like you have to have one to be a tiny home person.
Well, I feel like the people
that want or think the idea would be good.
Yeah, that doesn't make them a tiny home person.
Right.
If I want to be a millionaire, I'm not a millionaire.
Oh, good point. I like that. But yeah. I do feel like
So what you said, there's tiny home people and then people that think it would be a good idea to be a tiny home people.
So there's tiny home people and tiny home romanticists.
Yes.
People who don't know what it's really like, but they want it.
And I feel like both groups of those people are basically just poor. And they're trying to glamorize their poorness.
Could be.
Their porosity.
I think there's definitely an element of Some people just want
simple,
ridiculous simplicity. Or
yeah,
something.
No, I get that.
They're like, I mean, they're like retarded monks. They still want to have a toilet, but they don't want to like you know go full monk. Mm. I see it kind of like.
What if they just built a nice outhouse and they lived in that?
Yeah, they
with
could.
The toilet.
But you know how some people, I don't know, Andrew, you've been in manufacturing environments and stuff like that. There are some people that are like they're fine with a job where they just sit there and do some mindless shit.
Yeah.
For 8 hours a day.
How does that relate?
There are some people that don't want space, like indoor space or houses or something like that.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just like anything. There are people out there that want weird shit.
Right.
Like,
well, I'm the kind of person who doesn't really want a lot of space necessarily.
Okay.
However, your simplicity argument, I get that too. But I feel like it's easier to have things, have a simple environment when you have space and places for your things.
Correct.
Sure, you can simplify them and have a more Spartan space.
Yeah, yeah.
But a tiny home does not lend itself to that whatsoever. I feel like it's complicated small space because you have to get so clever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my bed? It's not a twin bed. It's like a half twin.
Right.
Like, I had to custom shape this bed to fit in this ridiculous, stupid space
up
in the corner underneath the eave.
Okay, you're close. You're zooming in on the type of people that like this, right?
Complicated people.
People who want
complicated pores.
People who want to build something, they actually like the creativity surrounding their half twin bed that has to fold up into the shape of a toilet.
I get that.
Right?
But maybe. Like think about the RV. When we were in the RV, that's like a tiny home.
Correct.
Was that simple?
Built by someone else.
Well,
not really.
Wait. It's simple in the way that like if you don't have room to hang pictures, then you like I think some people these are like weak people. And they used to live in houses where they felt that they needed to decorate and buy shit, and now they can't because there's just no room for it, maybe? Like, as opposed to just being like, okay, here I have this wall. It's big enough for a bunch of pictures, but I only want to hang one thing.
Right. But I feel like it
I think they're weak of character. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like it overly complicates things because I have a small house, and I've run into complications like, where do I keep the food and the dishes?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a small complication. It's easily overcomable. I added shelves.
Comable? Is that what you do in the bathroom?
Yeah. But think about like the RV argument or the tiny home argument. Utilitarian things, like things that you need for utility purposes, like a hot water heater. What, do you have like 1 gallon of hot water before you run out?
They usually have inline
heaters. Okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah. And you know, whenever you see tiny homes, you go online, you look at them, and it's like, oh, wow, look how nice that looks. Because they're professionally staged photos.
Right.
And there's no personal items in these homes. No one's actually living in this space. It's like walking into a hotel room.
I'm so confused how this came up and what point
because I was thinking about it, and my point is tiny homes are just a more romantic way of looking at trailer people. Like, they're seriously, like, where I grew up, there were a lot of trailer parks, and trailers are like 1,000 square feet, which is the size of my house, but I knew people who could only afford to rent half a trailer, so I knew single-wide trailers that were split in half, and then rented out for $250 each.
What?
Yep.
I didn't know you could, that's horrible.
Yeah, my friend lived in one. Jesus. I was 16, I moved in with him for a few weeks.
You moved into a quarter of a trailer.
I slept on the couch. We used to have parties over there.
How? It's crazy.
We were all young and poor. Who cares?
Yeah. Chad says tiny home is code for living in a shed.
It is. It's just it's just an overpriced shed.
Although this one has a jacuzzi.
I completely disagree.
Really? You think a tiny home is great?
A person who lives in a trailer bought the trailer and said, "We gotta move all kids in here."
Mm-hmm.
A person who has a tiny home has made it a project for themselves that they like.
Yeah.
You may not like that lifestyle, but they're not. But that seems to be their hobby. Like, our hobby is making our tiny home pretty cool.
Yeah, but
which is fine.
But why not just make your regular home pretty cool?
Because they don't want to have a tiny home. It's like in Minecraft where you got to make a 9x9 house that has the most functionality.
Is it a financial argument?
No. Most of these are really expensive. Look at this one. It's like out in the middle of nowhere, and it has a pool.
A tiny pool.
It could also be a financial argument because some of them make a hobby of, I went down to Lowe's and I got their throwaway wood and I built my whole house out of that.
Right. That could be.
But then they spend their whole life like thinking, I need to get cutlery and dishes that are smaller than regular ones so they could fit in my shelves.
You'd have to have T teacups or tea plates.
Right, like nothing can be, like you can't have a full-size microwave because it's too much real estate.
Maybe. Depends on the time.
That's a problem. It's a problem.
Why was it a problem for you?
Because it bothers me. I don't like these people who think it's cool.
Let's go find tiny homes.
I like the design, but I would like it better if it was just a normal size design.
Jesus Christ. You're so weird.
No. And I see them. I drive around and
Wait, you've seen them? I've never even seen one in person.
Yeah, I drive around and I go,
mythical.
Oh, look at that shit. Oh, wait. No, it's one of those fucking tiny homes.
Look at this tiny home.
We
it's
need to go to
fancy.
Tiny homes and knock on their door and be like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I seriously want to see someone who actually lives in here. I want to see how they live. Where do they put their things? Where are their clothes? Where is their laundry? How do they do laundry?
Oh, that's a good point.
I want them to open the door and it's like three people that are 2 feet tall.
Midgets. Or is it like the TARDIS out of Doctor Who?
Like, I kind of get making one that you can tow behind a vehicle. Like, a lot of these have axles and wheels.
Well, that's usually just for zoning purposes.
Right, but that's fine, and I get that because then it's kind of like, oh, look at my cute little trailer that I made. And that's like a personal project, and a lot of these guys actually will make really creative bob houses for ice fishing.
Sure.
So that's what these are. These are just overpriced bob houses.
True, yeah, I see that. I mean, I'm with Nick. I don't give a shit. I'm fine with fucking people if they want to build a fucking retarded dugout house or tiny home or fucking spaceship that flies off to Mars.
This is like saying, why would someone buy a car? It's only two doors.
Yeah.
One door
only
on the left.
Two seats.
And one door on the right.
Where are you going to put your kids?
Where are you going to put anything?
I'm not asking where you put your kids.
Where are you going to put your carpet?
I don't put carpet in the car.
Well, they don't
have
carpet.
A truck for that.
That's why they don't need a big house.
No.
Look, no carpet anywhere.
It should be called truck pit.
Here's all the stuff you don't see. You don't see, like, we're looking at a little tiny home right now. It's a kitchen and a chair. It's a kitchen and a chair.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a bed up there in the loft.
Yes. How do you get, you come down from that loft, you got to pee in the middle of the night, and you trip over everything. Right? There's that
probably
problem. Uh-huh. So it never looks this nice and staged because you can't have shit laying out in the middle of your tiny floor in your tiny house as you proceed to your tiny bathroom in the tiny dark.
Right. We have to find these tiny homes and do like a publisher's clearinghouse so we can sneak in and snap photos to see how they really live.
And think about this. Unless you have the world's most powerful fart fan, as soon as someone takes a shit,
you're going to smell
the whole house. Whole house shit.
Oh, that's a good
they're living in an outhouse.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we solved this problem.
When they open up, like, when they open up cabinet doors and stuff, they're probably hitting things. Like, they can't even open the cabinet door the whole way because it's running into the other wall.
Yeah, well, there's no number two-ing in the tiny house.
And what's the process of getting out of bed in the morning when you got to climb down a ladder? Like, how long do you got to sit in bed and wake yourself up before you can successfully climb down the ladder? But what if you wake up and you got to pee like I do? Like, I get up in the morning, I go, I'm going to go outside, have a cigarette, and pee. And I want to get out of bed immediately.
They can do the same thing.
They're
going to
fall.
Go down the ladder.
They're going to break an ankle. And when they fall, it's not like they're falling onto the ground. They're falling onto everything they own.
How do you get down the stairs in your house in the morning?
Because they're stairs, and you don't need four limbs to do it.
It's pretty close.
I'm right.
Okay.
Do you think Andrew's stairs are steep?
Yes.
Mine are way worse, I think. Mine are, like, not even too close to code.
Why is...
Pig's going to test out his stairs.
What the... Okay. This will be edited out in post, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will.
He's blowing all of his bubbles out of his nose. All right, we're moving on, I guess, unless you want to have more.
No, we can move
yelling.
On.
Okay, this is the news quiz portion of the show.
Tiny cars!
Your mic is off.
Tiny cars!
I don't mind tiny cars. You don't live in them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What if they have a tiny home, but they drive a Yukon?
They're compensating.
Like a giant van.
They're going, well, we made that horrible mistake with our home.
Yeah.
Let's not repeat it with our car.
True. Nick, go.
All right, everyone ready to catch up on this week's news using the news quiz?
Oh, are we?
I mean, I would...
Does anyone even still like the news quiz?
I do. Okay. No, I hate it, actually. but, no, on the tiny home thing...
Oh, my God. You said you were done. Help.
I thought about something else.
Okay, go ahead.
If you had a regular home and then you had a shed, if you did your shed up to look like a tiny home on the outside, I'd be all for that. I think that's cute. I think it's adorable. You know what tiny homes are? Tiny homes are rich people's playhouses for their kids.
Okay, how long could a kid live in the tiny home? Like, what ages are acceptable?
12 to 38.
No, like all ages up to like 15. It's like a treehouse.
Okay.
It's just like a fancy treehouse. I had a friend who had a treehouse. We ran an extension cord out to it. We had carpet in there and black lights and a TV. It was real gross.
Black treehouse.
It's like it was full of spiders and cum.
I can't believe any dad can build a treehouse. It seems so dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, what, do you just hammer wood into a tree?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty easy,
actually.
That's
exactly what you do. It's quite easy.
Sounds dangerous. I don't know.
I'm guessing Nick never had a tree house.
Obviously, I didn't even have a tree.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
Much less a tree house.
He just had leaves from his neighbor's tree.
Now yeah. I do have a huge tree, though. Maybe I should build a tree house.
Yeah.
Do it. Add value.
Connect it up to my bedroom via fireman's pole.
There you go.
Right. Question one. The president of blank, Robert Mugabe, defied calls from his own
Mugabe?
Party.
Mugabe.
Robert Mugabe. I guess Andrew knows the answer.
What? No, he
defied calls from his own party to resign or face impeachment on Monday. By Monday. He has to resign by Monday or he's going to face impeachment, but he said no. President of blank.
So I don't know where he's from, but Mugabe is definitely African. I'm sure he's black. I feel like he's a bad guy. I feel like he's... I've heard references to him as a bad guy. I'm going to say, what's some fucked up African country? Like Ethiopia?
Is your answer
Hang
Ethiopia?
On, no.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to.
Rwanda.
Is your answer Rwanda?
Yes.
Puke.
Fuck.
Zimbabwe?
Puke
Fuck!
Gets it. Zimbabwe.
Yay!
Did you actually know that?
Yes. Not well, I didn't know for certain the country, but I did see the headline.
Oh, you saw the news stuff.
Yeah, that's why I knew Mugabe.
Mugabe.
They had a coup.
I don't even know why.
Mr. Mugabe, he's the cranky guy at the end of the street in Connecticut.
I don't even know why they want impeachment, but whatever. At the age of 64, the blank co-founder has died after a battle with dementia. It is a band. Sorry.
Yeah, that would.
I guess it could have been like Apple, right?
The co-founder of anything on the planet.
I was
going to
say McDonald's.
No. I'll narrow it down. At age 64, the band Blank's co-founder has died after a battle with dementia.
Can you give me a country that they're from? You wouldn't know.
U.S., right?
I have no idea. I need to know genre. Even.
What do you mean country they're from?
It could be from the U.K.
Oh, I don't freaking know.
God damn it.
They're normal.
They're normal.
They're not Zimbabwean.
Okay, they're not black. So it's a white guy. He's 64. He was the founder of...
Co-founder.
The Rolling Stones are older than that, right?
Maybe. I don't... Yeah, probably. Like, it's got to be an old band.
But Keith Richards is never going to die. The Rolling Stones.
Puke.
God damn it.
The Beatles.
AC/DC.
No,
Beatles are older, and there's only two of them left.
Who's AC/DC, and where are they from? They're UK.
England, yeah.
They are UK, okay.
I didn't promise that they weren't UK-ian.
Well, so were the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. Everyone who picked are English. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I think that's all the good bands from the 70s were British.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So wait, did the Beatles did all their stuff in England, or did they come over to the U.S. and say, hello, we are England?
They came over to the U.S. in 1964.
Right,
it was
called
the
British Invasion.
Oh, but they were, so they did most of their stuff in the United States, even though they were originally British.
Yes, they got huge when they came to the U.S.
Huh.
It was easier, a lot more bands, plenty of bands were big in the U.K. and then, like, broke to the U.S. to get bigger.
It's like in that movie.
Yeah. Yep. What?
Love Actually, where the guy from the U.K. comes over with his big dick.
How's the song go?
What?
How do you know that movie?
I don't know, I saw it once or twice.
Wow, once or twice?
Maybe twice.
It's actually a good movie.
Popular game maker blank.
Fuck.
Not a video game.
Oh, God damn it.
Popular game maker blank is attempting to block Trump's wall by buying land on the Mexican border.
Does the game have to do with walls?
No.
I have a clue for him. I don't know if you'd get it.
Hold on.
You've played it.
Played a lot of games.
Okay. Sorry for the clue.
So Wait. It's not Stratego, probably.
I have to think of the guy's name or the company's name.
Company.
Okay.
Or even the game name, I guess, because they make a game. Popular game maker blank is attempting to block Trump's wall by buying land on the Mexican border.
To be fair, I think the company is the game.
Okay, well, fine. I don't know. We're giving too many clues.
Cards Against Humanity.
Holy shit!
Andrew gets the point of Cards Against Humanity.
I was trying to think. Every other game is 100 years old, right?
Right.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
What
about Settlers of Catan?
And who's going to be like
that's true. That was from like the 90s.
A lefty progressive game maker that would be outspoken.
Good job.
That's pretty good deduction because I don't know if
yeah,
I would have thought of it.
That's my deducer.
Because when I read the news article, I was like, what the fuck? Cards Against Humanity? What do they give a shit?
Well, remember last year on the Friday of the Blacks, they call it, after Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh.
They bought a bunch of land and they just dug a whole big hole.
Why?
Well, yeah, why?
That was the joke.
Oh.
They hired a company to
ha, dig ha, it. Hilarious. Dig we destroyed hole. The earth. That's their plan to stop the wall is to let's buy land.
Wait a minute.
And then they're not going to sell it or something. It's like, what?
Wait a minute.
What?
You dig a big hole as a gag?
Yeah.
But that's the thing that gets done. Like, companies do that all the time. They're called strip mines.
I don't know. It was like, the more people donate, the more we'll dig the hole.
Oh, this is stupid.
Cards Against Humanity celebrated like, Black Friday by digging a giant hole.
I get it if you're, like, building a big Lego tower. And you need to, like, bring cranes in and
dude,
stuff.
Everybody should hate this company if you're on the left. This is just, like, this is wasting gas. It's destroying the earth. It's completely pointless.
Literally. They're just digging a hole in the earth.
They're the most offensive card game on earth.
Well, that's true. I'm
which
fine
the
with
left
that.
Hates offensive things, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, you're right. It is completely non-PC. They've got answers like Nazi.
Right, and retard.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? But I guess everybody hates Trump, so hey!
Question four. Georgia high school students have won a $3 million lawsuit against the sheriff department over blank. What did the sheriff department do?
Cough.
Snark.
What did the sheriff department do that high school students have won a $3 million lawsuit against them over?
No fucking idea.
Puke.
Snark and cough.
No.
It was drug raid, drug search.
Yes. Searched drugs by sticking their hands inside girls' pants and bras.
Oh, it was a strip search?
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm not a girl, and I haven't had hands in my bra, but is that worth $3 million? I feel like...
It would be if I...
divided by how many students there are, so it ends up being like 5,000.
Oh.
Per person.
Oh, the whole high school?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a couple of students.
No, they did like a raid on the high school and decided, hey, we're going to get some fucking jerk spank bang material by feeling up these 16-year-olds.
But from the cops' perspective, like, I go into high schools all the time. And
this just in, Andrew feels up.
No, but like, how do you even feel like excited about that?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. I don't know why pussy ass cops like doing anything they fucking do. All they do is ruin people's lives.
Right, but as an individual human being,
yeah,
like, how is it institutionalized creepiness?
What? I don't understand the question.
How is
it? Well, no, I guess I'm just trying to think about the mentality of like a cop. Unless he is explicitly like a pedophile, how do you find yourself attracted to every single young girl in the high school,
nobody's
let alone
saying,
any of them?
Wait, nobody's saying that they were.
Yeah.
They're so what the fuck are they doing this for, then?
They were searching for drugs.
That's bullshit. It's an excuse to touch girls.
Well, that's what some people are saying, obviously. And then obviously the cops are saying, no, I was searching for drugs.
Did they search the boys' bras?
Yeah.
Well, they probably searched their dickles.
Did the boys get money?
Everyone got money.
Yeah. Oh. Basically, it's a massive violation of anybody's rights.
Well, yeah, but like if obviously. I was a boy in that high school, I'd be like, oh, this was the greatest day ever. I just got like $5,000.
But, well, not the day of. You wouldn't know that.
right. But like if I knew it was going to be $5,000, like, you fucking have at it.
Well, yeah, most people, I think anybody that got shot by a cop, if they knew they were going to get a payout, they'd be like, yay! But generally,
while you're
bleeding to death on the side of the road, you don't think, yay!
Yeah.
All right.
This is going to be worth so much. I don't know. Yeah. If I was like crossing the street and I saw a cop car bailing down at me, I would just be thinking, cha-ching. Like, that's exactly what I would think.
Yeah.
Like, I drive in cops' blind spots hoping.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Were you guys ever at school, and then one day they were like, everyone, take your shirts off.
What?
It's scoliosis checking day.
No.
Really?
We had scoliosis checks. It wasn't like a surprise. Take your shirt off.
What kind of disease-ridden school are you fuckers going to?
You never had scoliosis check day?
No.
Really? I don't know. We did. Maybe it's only
first
in the
all,
poor places.
I'm not sure why we would. Like, shouldn't the doctor be checking me for scoliosis?
Yeah,
not
yeah. It is weird. I don't know why. Like,
or the
why,
students
like, the entire...
checking each other?
No, they had nurses. You go in and they'd be like, let me run my finger down your spine. Oh, okay.
And they found my scoliosis and they didn't do shit. So
what?
They should have assigned me a free school.
You got the scoles?
Yeah, I've had it for a while.
What's wrong with, what does it do?
It just means my back's not completely straight. It's a little bit.
Obviously yours like isn't that bad.
Yeah, I'm not retarded. I can still run pretty fast.
I don't know. Wait.
I wonder if
I don't know what your back would have to do with.
You don't know what my back would have to do with being able to run?
Yeah.
If it was really messed up?
If it was really bad and, like, your body was twisted sideways. Yeah. But, yeah, when they did the scoliosis check, they should have done my front. They would have found that fucking rib cage all fucked up that I got.
That's never
happened. My spine's fine.
Maybe I skipped that day. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Huh.
Yeah,
I skipped a lot of days.
To be fair, you're an idiot. You were probably completely checked out.
No, I was probably like in the basement stealing shit.
I feel like I should have sued over scoliosis day. I didn't want to show my nips or my back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Well, back in the 90s, we didn't have a sue happy or as a sue happy society. But now, I guarantee you, kids have probably had that thought, or parents. They're going to be like, oh boy, I can't wait for that scoliosis day. When that teacher rapes my kid, and then I get a payout.
Two more questions?
Three more questions.
Wow.
The US Navy want to rape kids.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. You can't use a clip. Whatever.
What? That's the whole fun part.
It's a PCL clip. That it goes on. It can't go on the regular show.
I love Nazis.
The U.S. Navy has called a pilot's actions unacceptable after they performed a maneuver resulting in blank.
Up the shirt, under the bra maneuver.
The U.S. Navy has called a pilot's actions unacceptable after they performed an aerial maneuver resulting in blank.
Oh, that's pretty vague.
I don't. If you saw the news, it's not vague.
Of course,
true.
I didn't
that's,
see
that's
the news.
That's the point of the news.
That is the
no,
point.
That's the problem with the game, is you're not making the questions deducible.
Hmm.
Every once in a while, you get one that I can figure out, regardless if I had seen the news story. Like Mugabe, if I would have known more about him, I would have known the answer. In spite of not reading the headline.
Sure. No, I get it. I think that it's supposed to be an obvious question that if anyone's even scrolled the news for a split second.
Why would
it.
I scroll the news?
That's the funny part of the bit. That's the funny part of the bit. That everyone knows it except you.
When I get bored, the news is the last thing I'm going to scroll through.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm going to scroll through fucking car stuff.
Oh, that's right. You've got to bring a trailer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to Wikipedia and I go, how many W129 Mercedes chassis were produced ever from 1976 to 1984?
Sure.
Chat right in. Are the questions not fair or not?
Boner. Well, they're not fair to me.
All right.
They're fair to the rest of the planet.
Do you have a guess?
No, I have no idea. I mean, I forget the question at this point.
Puke.
Boner. Boner. Boner.
Maneuver.
Boner. Aerial maneuver.
Boner. Boner.
The aerial penetrator.
Boner. Boner.
They didn't like the name of it.
They drew a penis.
They took their smoke trail and they drew a penis in the sky that people looked up could see it.
That's great.
Puke's going to bring it up on the screen now.
Yeah, how good? Oh, my God. It's
a pretty
figure
good
eight
penis.
And a U-turn.
And a giant U. I think it's fucking fantastic.
I call this the horseshoe eight.
Yeah, the horseshoe eight.
The horseshoe eight?
Horseshoe eight.
I got
like
it.
Okay. No. So your argument could be, oh, I never even made that connection that it was a penis. Your dirty mind just went there, you sick judge.
Yeah, right. Well, oh, God, what'd I do? I took a risk there by Googling Navy penis.
Senator Al Franken Boner is now under fire for misconduct after a photo has gone around showing him doing what?
The other thing that's great too is that like this is not just news, like it makes it into pop culture and it makes it into jokes and memes, and yet Andrew misses all of it.
You know how many memes I've seen?
How many, Andrew?
I don't even know what a meme is.
None in a long time.
Oh right, because you don't have Facebook. That's the only place I see memes too.
Why would
holy
I see
shit
a meme? I don't know. What did Al Franken do? He fingered a butthole on camera?
Yes. Puke?
I mean, he's probably gay, right?
He forcibly kissed a woman during
practice.
Wow,
not gay.
And then he was caught. Well, he wasn't caught on camera. He was mugging for someone was taking a picture, and he was jokingly on a plane. Anyway, they're wearing flak vests for a USO show in the military, and he's, like, grabbing her breasts over a flak jacket. So he couldn't even feel the boobs. He might not even be touching.
How is he not aged in like 25 years?
He's holding his hands over her
chest.
Is this
an old photo?
Wait. Yeah, it's old. Let me bring up a current photo, and you'll be like, holy shit. It looks like fucking Frankenstein.
That's what Trump tweeted.
Oh, really?
That's probably where I heard it.
Oh.
Eh, he doesn't look that bad.
He looks fine.
There we go. There's a guy. But that chick's
hot. Was that the chick that he was boob grabbing?
Must be.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. She is.
I don't blame him.
I could see why. Oh, here's a picture looks like from the actual event. Maybe. Less attractive in that photo.
But anyway.
Anywho, Al Franken, douche. I just like it because he's one of the more outspoken.
His photo is fine.
He's one of the more outspoken.
Yeah, he's a liberal.
Liberals.
Yeah.
And look at that. Ha-ha. I don't
want
to
play the ha-ha game with that. That's fine. It's
yeah,
fine.
I know. He's a comedian. Who gives a shit?
Like, obviously, the recipient of the flak jacket through the flak jacket boob grab was totally cool with it because she was posing for the photo, too.
No, she was asleep.
She was asleep.
Oh.
Well, we know how Andrew feels.
Well, based on the photo, I thought she was making like a closing her eyes in ecstasy face,
Oh my god, what if?
I think that's what she was doing.
And now she's just like, ha ha.
Interesting.
20 years later.
Because how can you be asleep in a hot, frothy jug of jizz? Have you worn a flak jacket?
Yes, I was in the army.
Is it comfortable?
Fuck no.
So how is she asleep?
Oh, you can sleep.
My theory stands.
No, you can sleep in them pretty good, actually. Because especially if there's plates, if there's the metal plates, when you sit down, they sort of rise up around your neck, and it's like a neck pillow that's super uncomfortable. But you can still sleep in it, especially if you're tired enough.
Okay.
But, fuck. Now you've made me think about...
All right. So I'll try to rewrite the questions with more clues, I guess.
I don't know. Because how many do I seriously get?
Boner.
Maybe
none.
One, and it's not because I read the fucking news article.
Right.
It's simply because I figured it out.
I try to make it like the top headline, though.
It doesn't matter, top or bottom headline.
That's the funny part of it.
But that's the thing. It doesn't make a difference.
One day a week you scrolled the news, you'd probably win.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Nick, next time make it only about car news.
No.
What? Why not?
I really don't even read that much either.
I bet he doesn't even know that shit.
Because he pukes constantly saying, did you see this? Did you see that? I go, no. And most of the car news I read, he sends me links to.
All right. Final question that you're going to hate.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Game publisher EA slightly backed off their loot crate-style purchasing system in their new game, blank.
What the fuck's a loot crate-style purchasing system?
Oh, dear. Okay, so in a lot of games...
Luke? Like Skywalker?
No, hang on. Loot crate. And Forza 7 that you bought recently.
Uh-huh.
Those stupid fucking crates that you have to buy where you get cards or whatever. That is called a loot crate.
Oh,
that's a mechanic
stupid.
In games nowadays where they try to fuck the person that's already paid $70 for the game to give them more goddamn money.
So wait, Forza has a microtransaction in it?
Yes.
I hate the world.
I don't know if everything's getting worse.
Everything's worse.
True. I don't know if you can pay real money for it yet, but it's in
game
like credits. But I'm sure there's probably an option somewhere where you could just buy fucking.
Well, you can always buy more credits.
So this new game is coming out, and people got wind that they were going to do the loot crate, and they lost their freaking minds.
Okay, I hate that even more.
And then EA went, okay, sorry.
Good.
So what game was it?
Oh. Okay.
It's a major title, let's say.
Madden.
Close.
Fuck, NFL.
EA does write Madden, actually, so that was not a bad guess.
That's why I guessed it.
It was Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Ah, what the fuck is that even?
It's a game. Hey, did you hear, talking about loot crates, I forget who the fuck makes... Who makes Call of Duty?
I don't know.
Is that EA? Anyway.
I doubt it.
They had...
Maybe.
What's Normandy? Normandy. I'm looking up. So they had a loot crate system where you actually I don't know if it's the menu or not, but you get to play with your loot crates and like open them in the middle of fucking the Normandy invasion. So they're like, hey, where's a good place where we could simulate this stupid game mechanic and we'll just pretend that people are like opening crates and getting prizes in the middle of fucking Omaha Beach. And it's like, holy fuck, how did this get past there? Like radar for being one of the most offensive things.
Because they go, hey, guess how much money this will make?
True.
And the share hurdles go, okay.
Was Omaha Beach in France?
Yeah, that's Normandy. It was one of the beaches. There were several
beaches. Why is it called Omaha Beach?
It was a code name.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. And Normandy isn't spelled like Normandy, right?
Yeah, no, it is.
No, it's got to have like an IE with an accent. Normandy.
That. I don't know.
You've never heard about Normandy?
I've heard about Normandy.
I know is that they had these trucks and they backed up to the beach and then the back opened and these guys jumped out.
No. Boats.
Trucks?
What?
There was Utah Beach, Omaha Beach, Gold Beach, Juno, Sword.
There were several beaches.
Yeah.
They have town names. Just call them by the town name.
Well, there's not a town on the beach.
Yes, there is.
It's a section of beach. And also, I don't know if you know how war works.
But no,
if you say, we're going to invade Paris over the airwaves, then the Germans are going to be like, oh, they are going to invade Paris. But if you say, we're going to invade Flobberdobber, it's a code word, you idiot. Like, how do you not know?
And the Germans are just looking at a map going,
yeah, they're
what?
Like, where is the Flobberdobber? I do not see this as a French city
bullshit
anywhere. Oh, my God. Speaking of Facebook, you know what's weird? My fucking Facebook app on my phone changed, like, fucking Christ. I need to fucking get rid of Facebook just the way like Andrew did, because every once a week now for the past 3 weeks, there's some new faggy-ass feature pops up where they're like, we've got stories now, and now we've got a different kind of story, and don't you want to post a video? And then they bother you when they're like, you haven't posted anything in 36 hours, you better post.
Ugh.
And then the UI changed where the menu buttons went to the bottom of the screen. I was like, oh, okay. And then a week later, it's back at the top now. What the fuck is going on? Facebook sucks.
Too much user feedback.
I don't think response. I don't know if it's user feedback. I think they're just like they just suck. They're trying to get all your info and
moderate.
Time to go to break.
Oh Jesus.
Oh really?
Okay. I was going to say I think you're suffering from Mandela effect and the menu never even moved.
Sure. No, nobody's talking. So. Hey, during the break, we're going to listen to a promo from PCL number 141, the best friends trivia thing that Tom came up with. It's like the newlywed game, and it was fun. Hopefully I find a good promo, but basically, what?
Oh, I was going to say you should keep that rolling, and you could use that as a background for the break.
Yeah, that would be great, except it's only 31
that
seconds
ended.
Long.
I thought you faded
so,
it out.
Nope, bye. I thought you were fading.
Break.
Go to break.
Puke?
Yes.
Hollywood's making a movie.
Ooh.
It's called He Loved Nazis.
Of course. Wait a minute.
It's a biopic about you. What actor did you want to play you?
Jeff Goldblum.
God damn you. You stupid son of a bitch. You stupid, stupid. God damn it.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah. Who's the guy that played the...
What? I so hope it's going where I think it is.
Who's the guy that played the evil Nazi in Schindler's List?
Yes!
Ralph Fiennes.
Oh my God. This is the second greatest accomplishment of my life.
We need so many ding noises.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't either.
Patriots up 14-0.
Don't give it away, you fuck!
You idiot.
I will watch the game tomorrow.
God damn it, I'm so sorry. I forgot that Puke is the one person on Earth
I know
that doesn't do sports spoilers.
Every Monday morning, NPR comes on, and like every other week, it comes on, and they're talking about politics, and then they're like, and in sports, the Patriots won. I'm like, no, fuck! And then the rest of the time, they say sports, and I have enough time to slam down the fucking snooze button before they give it away.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I should have bought Bitcoin an hour ago.
We should have bought Bitcoin years ago.
Or a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. When it was, what, $100 or
something? $600?
Still. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's 17 tippled.
But can you
in like a year?
But can you imagine if you bought it for $600 and then it like crashed and went away? Like, I mean, that's definitely a possibility that could happen too. That's why I hate gambling so much.
I have Bitcoin questions I want to ask on the show.
Okay. We should probably just start the fucking
in five, three, two.
Second half.
Hot damn!
Wait, Hang on, we had a schedule for the second. Oh, no, not that. Listeners, we're going to do an after show.
Oh, yeah.
And the only way for you to hear this after show is by signing up for PCL at pukeinthegang.com/PCL.
No. God damn it. Start the second half over now.
Pukeinthegang.com/VIP.
We're going to do a huge after show. It's going to be a huge announcement. You guys are not going to want to miss this. This is huge for the show, etc. Huge if true, etc. things. Pukeinthegang.com/VIP. Sign up. It's only $5 a month. And
but
give us money. Helps
more
us. Helps us support the cables.
Lots of
cables. And the
there
tables.
There are a ton of cables, actually. Cables and tables. We should just call it Puke in the Game Cables and Tables Foundation.
No, we should have called the fucking podcast Cables and Tables.
Damn it.
7 years ago.
Well, we can still change it.
No.
We can't. Well, we can. If we're going to. Hey, welcome to the
Jesus
show.
Jesus Christ.
What? Nothing. I didn't say anything about your fucking cables. Don't you give it away. Cable. Cable time. Cable is one of the characters in the new Deadpool movie coming out next year.
It's a stupid Nable.
I should not have poured more vodka into my drink.
What did you pour it into? Who cares?
What? No, I added more vodka into my already vodka.
That was loud.
So every month I get this email.
Okay.
It says, hey, customer, your promotional pass has started. You get a free 200 megabytes on your iPad for free. And I say, thanks. Because
Every month?
Right. I got a 4G iPad, right, with the cell service.
Do they still make those?
Yes.
Not the iPad, but the ones with the cell service?
Yes, Pew.
Okay.
Why would they not make the ones with the cell service?
I don't know.
Why would they downgrade their line of
products? Because they want everybody to buy their iPhone XS.
They do want everyone to buy the iPad Pro, I believe, now, because it was hard to find the iPad 2. I told that story a long time ago where I ran all around town and Target was the only one that had the model I wanted.
Yeah, that's why you just go to Amazon.com.
I think it took you around town.
Nope.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, that was a fun story.
Oh, Bitcoin Cash is crashing.
Oh, God, no!
It's down to only $6 million.
It's down 7.5%.
Yeah, what's your point?
It'll be back up 30% tomorrow and then down 64% the day after and then back up and then down and then up and down.
So I got the iPad with the 4G, right? And
yes.
You got to pick a service, so you can pick like Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, and all, and whatever. Right?
Sure. Okay.
So years ago, I'm like, okay, T-Mobile, because they had the best choices for the stuff that I wanted, and they also had the free 200 megabytes a month. So I get that, and now every month they
had a bubble.
And now every month, Bitcoin in my throat and Puke's throat, all bubbles in my carpet. Now, every month they write in and they say, you got 200 megabytes a month. If you want to manage your account or add more megabytes, click this link. And it's in the email, right? So I click the link in the email and it goes to this page and I type in my email address and the password. And it says, this email address does not exist. Please try another one.
Yeah.
And I go, but you emailed me
right.
at the email address. Okay. So I'm like, you know what? It's a Saturday. I got some extra time. I'm going to call T-Mobile and get this freaking account sorted out. So I call them, and I'm so sorry I didn't record. I couldn't get it working.
You got to get the fucking app to just record.
The app?
Yeah, well, just record your phone calls.
I have an app that records every phone call.
Oh, I call on.
Really?
Yeah, it's just on there, and it records everything.
I don't think
I've had it on there for a couple.
Possible.
I'd run out of memory instantly.
Yeah, I never use the phone part. Of the phone.
Right.
So I was using not a big computer. Deal. Oh, you're using like Skippy?
Yeah, I only call on Skype.
Yeah, well, so I have this app that just, it's called like All Recorder or something, and it just records everything, every phone call, and then I delete all the goddamn data because it's never been anything useful.
Would you stop?
Yeah, you're getting as bad as Nick.
We'll get to that in a second. And it's by a second, I mean a lot of minutes. So an Asian picks up, and she says, how can I help you? And I say, all right, I want to know why. You can email me.
Welcome to T-Mobile. How can I help you?
Right, exactly. I want to know why. You can email me information about my account, but I click the link in the email.
Yeah.
And it says email no. does not exist.
Your right? email right. no good.
Access denied.
And she says, okay, that sounds like a technical problem. I'm going to get you to technical support.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, thanks.
Good fucking
What
luck.
Can they do? The people who answer the phone, what can they actually do?
Well, we'll find out soon.
Oh, okay. Oh.
They just transfer. That's all they do?
I think that's all they do.
So this guy picks up in technical support and says, ah, I see you have an iPad account. What's the problem with your iPad? No internet?
What nationality was he?
He was more or less normal, but still kind of Asian.
Okay.
But it wasn't hard to understand him. And I say, no, I have no technical issue with my iPad. I just want to know.
The issues
blah, blah, blah.
With you,
I click the link
fucks.
In the email, and it doesn't. And then I type the email to log in, and it says it doesn't exist.
Sounds like a technical issue to me.
We're going to transfer you to the other.
But I have no technical issue with my iPad.
Right.
It's with my account.
Yeah.
Right.
And he says, oh, okay. Well, it says on my side you're not signed up, so why don't you go to the page to sign up instead? And I say, okay, fine. So I go to the page to sign up. I'm like, I'm going to fill it all out. And
are you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm filling it out with him on the phone, and I go and I type a password, and I get the four check boxes. I say, your password is secure, right?
Check boxes?
Check boxes. And I click sign up, and it says, your password does not meet all the security requirements. And I'm talking to the guy on the phone, and I'm like, it gives me four check boxes. And he says, well, I don't know. Set your password to password 1234. And I go,
You like,
want me
you,
to set my password to password 1234?
No wonder their shit doesn't work.
And I say, okay, I will. So I type
no,
it in.
Oh, no.
My email address, my name, password, what's your password? Password 1234, password 1234. I click sign up. And I go, okay, sir, on the phone. We got past the screen with the password, but now I'm the next error, and it says, your email address already exists in the system. He hangs up on me.
What?
Because I started yelling.
Yes.
But he hung
Why
up on you because you yelled?
It?
Yeah, he started yelling. I started yelling and he hung up.
Wow, what a dick.
Yeah, I know.
They're supposed to stick around for quality purpose.
So what can you do? Do you Yelp them? I don't know what you do.
Yelp.
I don't know.
You got all this time.
So the error says your email already exists, but the previous screen says your email does not exist. But now the second error, if you actually read further, it says your email already exists. Please sign in or use the password associated with this account. So there's like two accounts. There's like one that's almost all the way signed up and one that's all the way signed up.
I would just say, okay, just delete all of it. I'm going to start over.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
See, I make decisions quickly, and I make things happen.
Apparently, they can't do any of this. So then I'm like, okay, maybe I'll just try the account, the password that I had on the previous screen on this sign-up screen. So I try that, and it says, ooh, success, except we texted you a confirmation code so that you can finish your sign-up. I'm like, oh, perfect.
But you don't get text to your Skype.
Oh, wait, my iPad doesn't have texting. It's an iPad. So I call him back.
Have you changed the password already?
What the fuck? How are you in my...
Because I know your email address. I was trying
oh,
to
Oh, you don't
I
know
can...
my password.
His password is Billy Orshan.
Oh, you're well, trying password
Your password's no longer. Because I was wondering if you were just
First of
giving
all,
away password.
No, the sign-up didn't complete. Right?
Oh, no.
Because it says you need a confirmation
complete.
Code. So I call back. I talk to the tech again, and I say...
Same guy?
I don't think so. Oh. I say... first of all, I'm not sure if my account has any notes on it, but I'm very sorry for getting yelly earlier. What if they put notes in your account? I'm all paranoid.
Oh, that's a good point. What if they do?
They should put the note in. Give this guy what he wants.
So I say, first of all, your stupid system has two databases, and one of them says my email doesn't exist, and the other one says my email does exist. And he says, yeah, that's weird. And I say, okay, but I need a confirmation code. And he says, oh, you can't get that on the iPad, can you? All right, well, try signing up just directly on your iPad using the settings screen. So I try that, and it just says an error has occurred. Please call support.
Okay.
I don't know. And then he finally says, okay, the only solution I have for you is that you take your SIM card out of your iPad
oh
and put
God.
It in another device that can accept text messages to get the confirmation code.
How do you take a SIM card out of an iPad? Isn't that shit all sealed up?
That's what I thought, but apparently you can do it, but I didn't do it, and I'm not going to. I think it's just not
I'll
meant,
do it.
I think it's just not meant to be.
No, I'll do it.
No, you have to poke this thing.
I'll poke.
No, don't take my SIM card out.
I'll poke that bitch. poke it all day like fucking
I guess it's
Franken.
Just not meant to be that I could manage my account online. I just got to do it through the automated system now.
Nick still has the factory phone. Protective film on his iPad.
Wait, no, that's not factory.
Oh.
That's
then you just did a shit job putting it on?
It's dusty.
You know, I took off my phone's like, I think I've had it almost 2 years now. And
Jesus. I had my phone less than a year and it's almost dead.
What do you do?
And I never even dropped it. There's no cracked screen. I've never had a case for it. Nothing.
That's how much porn?
A lot of porn.
That's
the only porn source.
See, I keep the porn on the iPad.
Porse.
So that doesn't work anymore. But but I had one of those glass protectors on my screen, and the other night, like last night, I'm just looking at my phone and
doesn't protect from cum.
Let me tell you. I took it off because I was like, oh, my phone's getting kind of old. I want to touch the real phone.
Hey, yeah, that's how my refrigerator was for 2 months.
I'm still
pro that Nick Ryder tip, by the way.
What's that? I forget.
Jesus Christ, leave the plastic on your refrigerator as long as possible after you buy it. It's like the screen protector for a refrigerator. Yeah.
No, I like the finish on my fridge. I like the screen on my phone. I want to touch both.
Also, when I get a mattress, I just sleep on the plastic that the mattress comes in.
Oh, you like my grandmother?
That
my grandmother had the fucking couch with the plastic on it.
That's what hookers do.
What?
So they can rinse it off.
They do not own mattresses. They own alleys that are next to my house.
Sounds like
with
this.
Condoms. I was raking leaves again, and there were just condoms.
Oh yeah, you were. Jesus.
Puke.
What if it's your neighbor?
Describe the photo I sent.
Nick messages us, and it's just two, like, I would assume used. They're unfurled condoms.
I didn't taste them,
on the
so
ground. There, Nick was, like, holding them over his mouth like he was going to eat one. And I was like, no, Nick, why? But, yeah, you...
Why are they just Conan, outside my house?
Conan last week speculated that you live near a storage unit place.
Where hookers
hooker.
Happen.
Where else you going to hook? But in the storage unit when it's 20-some degrees outside. Yikes. But what were we talking about? T-Mobile.
Nick's mobile.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've just given up. There's no way that I could ever log in. So
see, none of this seems worth it.
I told the guy on the phone, like, you can't reset it. You can't give me a confirmation code on your side.
Can you just add it to your phone plan?
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, sorry about that, T-Mobile. I'm able to help you now, yes?
My phone plan? I don't have T-Mobile.
Yeah, right. But you don't. Why do you need to use T-Mobile? Like, I had a tablet once. And I'm like, yeah, add it to my Verizon thing. It's 10 bucks a month.
I've got U.S. Cellular. They don't have any services.
Oh. Yeah, and it doesn't work at your fucking house.
Whatever.
How's it whatever?
It works in the White Mountains pretty good. I'm the only one at that camping festival with service every time I'm there.
I got service when I'm there.
Camping festival. Yeah, fucking cell phones, man.
I know, right?
Yep.
No, I actually don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. So, go ahead.
Bitcoin.
Oh
Jesus Christ. Okay. This is Neo Cash Radio. My name is Darren Tapp.
I don't know what that even is. So, Nick, how much can you talk about what you've done with Bitcoin, if anything?
We're probably talking about PCL.
Okay.
Well, although I tried to... Okay, I can talk a little. Why?
Okay. Well, I'm that was really loud.
Everyone's got their own Bitcoin story, right? My best Bitcoin story is when the weird guy at my house said, "Can I pay you in Bitcoin for rent? It's $12 a Bitcoin." And I said, "No, get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, right? Yeah, right? My story is I tried to sign up when it was like 12 cents a fucking coin back when some other podcast was talking about it constantly. And this was in the day before all these different websites and shit, and I tried it, and I just couldn't fucking figure out. Like, I'm not as retarded with computers as Andrew.
What?
And
how
I couldn't fucking figure, like, it was just too much work, and I'm like, whatever, this is just a fucking fluke.
Right.
Because I was going to do it. I was going to be like, I'll put 10 bucks worth of it. I'll buy, like, 50 bitcoins for 12 cents. Like, who gave a shit back then? It was just going to be, like, a fun, like, burr. And then when it went up to, like, 50 bucks a coin... I was still so stupid!
Well, Andrew, do you... I don't know.
Maybe I didn't buy any more.
I don't know if Andrew remembers this particular day. It was on Elm Street when we lived there, and it was late at night, and I was backing into my spot, and Andrew's always outside smoking with the dog. And he can't stop interrogating people, so I pull in.
What do you mean, can't stop interrogating people? About
Andrew is like, what are you doing?
Where you been?
Well, right. I'm a
what? Constantly.
I'm a pretty regimented person, right? Leave for work at 7:45, back from work at 5:15. Done.
So yeah. Maybe I was interrogating you because it was
in an odd room hour. And I was coming back maybe at
7:45. Yeah, that's weird.
And Andrew's like, where were you? And I said, I was buying some Bitcoin. Ended up being one of the, you know, a nice decision, right? In comparison.
Where were you buying Bitcoin?
Oh, this is back in the day when
Not Pukes interrogating.
Yeah, what the fuck?
This is back in the day of this organization called BitInstant.
Okay.
And you signed up online and they said, okay, that'll be $500. And you drove to CVS and you talked literally to an Asian person on a red phone.
Oh, this is why I was like, fuck this shit.
And exactly.
And then you gave the CVS cashier $500 in cash.
Right. That's like that's probably when I was looking into it. And I was like, what the fuck? No, I'm not going to CVS or whatever the shit.
Is this Western Union?
Yeah. I do remember that. There was like Western Union or something.
Yeah, you just
Was Western Union?
Oh, my God.
I don't remember what the service was. It wasn't Western Union, but...
It was something similar.
Where, right, yeah. You transferred money by
giving... What, is this Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Walmart money transfer. I don't know.
You know what I blame? It's all our fucking listeners 7 years ago when we've had a Bitcoin address for the show for years. And nobody ever fucking donated... Well, there was that one guy that gave us like 20 at once. And we promptly spent that shit a year later. Fuck.
That was you doing that.
Yeah, yes, it was. I think it was.
Don't blame it on me.
It was Andrew. It was Andrew's fault.
I blame Julia. So,
yeah, that's definitely.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, to be fair, we did sell her some Bitcoin a few years ago.
God damn it!
And we were like, yeah, $500. Why not?
Yeah.
So like three Bitcoin.
We sold Bitcoin 2 years ago to pay for the RV for the camping fest.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Nick.
Yeah, where were you on all this shit?
I was helping sell the Bitcoin.
You're the resident nerd.
You asked me for help selling the Bitcoin.
But if you knew better, you should have said so.
I didn't know the future, and nobody at this table did. So what do you want?
Very true.
Anyway.
That's why it's so fucking frustrating.
Yeah. But if you were about to stumble upon a semi-sizable amount of money,
uh-huh.
Would you put it into Bitcoin?
No.
Why?
Probably not, because... Everyone who, I don't know, because you have to diversify your investments, right?
Okay.
That's true.
So what would you do with it?
Well, I think you should put, if you have the ability to put some into Bitcoin now, like, why the fuck not, just to try?
Mm-hmm.
But that's like gambling. It's just like, this for the same reason that, like, when it was $500 a Bitcoin, I didn't max out a credit card or something.
Okay, because everyone
else
is just...
Because what if you did that, and it like it's like Schrodinger's cat. You don't know if it's dead or alive until you open the box. And we didn't open the box until
Who's
you traveled.
Cat?
I never understood that thing. I need
the
videos.
You don't know the principle of Schrodinger's cat?
No. I mean, I understand the statement, but I don't know how he came to that conclusion.
I don't know who this person is. How does everyone know this?
Schrodinger's cat is a philosophical whatever.
Yeah, no, everyone knows what Schrodinger's cat
is. No, they
is.
Don't!
Schrodinger's cat stipulates that.
Why is the cat stipulating?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a cat and it's in a box and it's dead and alive
simultaneously. It's a weird thought experiment where, like, if you have a box and the cat's inside the box, you don't know if it's dead or alive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in both states until you observe the inside of the box.
I guess.
Andrew finds this hilarious.
Is it that simple?
No.
It
no.
is pretty much. Okay, I'm fucking Googling.
Hold on.
No, it's impossible.
I have a story.
Don't Google it. Please don't Google it. I want to hear Andrew's story more than I want to see a Schrodinger's cat.
So. When I was about 12 years old, I used to play in the front yard a lot. I used to set up Hot Wheels tracks in the front yard through the trees and stuff.
Wow.
Anyway,
complicated.
One day when I was out there was a raccoon in the tree. It was a sole tree about 30 feet tall in the front yard. And there was a raccoon there. But we had to get rid of it because we had a dog. We didn't want the dog scuffling with the raccoon. So my neighborhood friends and I decided it's our duty to dispose of this raccoon. So you know what we did?
Burned it.
Somehow we had like a 15-foot PVC pipe.
Somehow.
Like a flexible PVC pipe.
Okay, flexible.
Right?
That's different.
So we got that and a big cardboard box. We poked at the raccoon until finally it fell out of the tree.
Okay.
And now it's a mean, angry raccoon. So my friend who was holding the PVC pipe, this pipe was flexible in that like... It's 15 feet long. You know how when you hit people with things that are 15 feet long? If they're flexible, they kind of whip them.
Like a pool noodle.
Yeah. Like it hurts worse than just a stick.
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah.
So he takes the PVC pipe and he whacks the raccoon on the head or the back of the neck. Raccoon dead.
What?
So we put the raccoon in the box.
Oh, no.
And we're like, now what do we do with it? So we got his dead raccoon in a box.
You have to build a... Yeah, you have to build a...
Just burn it.
An incinerator.
A funeral pyre.
And I live in a neighborhood. Like, so we go down the street to an empty lot where there's like a little drainage ditch.
Okay.
Like water drainage underneath the road.
That's generally what drainage ditches drain into.
So we're like, okay, we'll just dump it like there.
Okay.
Like carcass raccoon.
Why would she just throw it in the woods or something?
We carry it down because the woods were far away.
Oh, I see.
We're fucking 12. We don't have a car to throw it in.
You didn't have a car at 12?
No.
Oh, wow.
So we walk down there carrying this raccoon box, and we get to the drainage ditch. And
that's a band name, Raccoon Box.
We open it up and to go to dump it, and we dump it, and the raccoon scampers away.
Oh, no!
It was very scary, but yeah.
So you just, like, knocked it out.
We thought it was dead, yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it cheaper to cremate a baby than a full
It should be.
Than a full one?
It absolutely should be.
And you
get a smaller urn, right?
You just go to the vet.
I was just wondering this week.
They're used to burning that. Whatever.
So anyway, huh? So you wouldn't put it in, you wouldn't put your money in Bitcoin.
My money or someone else's money?
I'm asking you. If you came across a decent amount of money,
I don't freaking know.
You wouldn't put it in Bitcoin.
I mean, it's probably still a good investment.
What percentage would you put into Bitcoin?
If I had an X amount of money.
If you just found $10,000, right? For example.
Oh, $10,000? That's nothing.
Yeah, I know. You're fucking rich. We know.
What a
In general, $10,000 wouldn't buy me a car.
Nothing.
If I had $10,000.
What do you mean?
If you put it in Bitcoin a month ago, it'd buy you a nice car.
You could have bought two of my shitty cars.
I guess if I had $10,000, then buy a car. I don't know if you need a car.
You'd buy a car instead of Bitcoin.
If someone needs it, I don't know what I would do. Why are you asking?
It's a thought experiment.
I want to know the viability of Bitcoin.
I think you should
I'm not the Bitcoin expert.
But I think it's complete bullshit.
I think what you should do, because right now you could get into it for, Jesus fuck.
$8,016.01.
When you put it like that, fuck Bitcoin.
You can get it into forever as much as you want.
So, okay.
I don't know if I would at this point, but
That's what we said when it was 50.
Says when it was 500, when it was 50, when it was 1,000.
Right, so how do I,
fuck.
I don't know any different now than I did then.
Do you think it's going to continue going up?
Yeah.
You do?
It's going to hit 10,000, easy.
Okay. Do you think it's going to hit 10,000.
He just said.
I just said.
Oh, sorry. I'm drunk. 100,000.
100? No.
I don't.
No.
Everybody's like, Bitcoin's gonna be worth $1 billion.
I think it'll hit 25.
Okay.
And then it will delete.
It'll delete?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
Well, here's the thing. Like, there's already been an issue with hackers and shit. Like, what happens?
No, there hasn't been.
Yes, there absolutely has.
What do you mean there hasn't been?
Mt. Gox got hacked.
You guys are idiots.
Yeah, we don't
Tell
know
me.
Shit.
Explain it to me,
explain
then.
To us how hackers haven't hacked a hacking.
That's like saying that Puke left $10 in a vault, and the vault got hacked. Therefore,
yeah.
Therefore, the dollar is shit.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So you're saying that,
hold on.
There will be instances isolated, possibly, in which people lose a shit, mega
so
shit
So the
ton
only
of money.
Way that Puke could not lose his dollars would be to be a vault master. Like an expert vaulter.
Right. Keep them secret.
No shit, keep them secret, but how the fuck do I do that? A normal human being.
Well, that's why I say you only buy one Bitcoin and just see what happens. Or you, yeah.
How does a normal, I guess that's why there's a bunch of services now that are saying, do you want to invest Bitcoin? But that's stupid too. Like, I've never really thought about this. How does a normal person keep Bitcoin without learning anything about it? You have to learn about it, kind of.
Yes.
Fine, I'll learn about it. But like, how do I learn about it? Every service is probably going to sound great because they're all talking about how great they are.
Well, that's true. But probably the way you go, dear Google, what do I do with my Bitcoin?
But why wouldn't you just put it in Bitcoin Cash or Ethereum?
Well, that I don't know.
Those are two different coins.
Yeah. There's Monero. People are all fucking horny about Monero.
Right. So what do you do?
If anyone knew what to do, that person would already be a millionaire.
Yeah.
It seems like plenty of people knew what to do.
No. I don't know if plenty of people knew what to do. I think there's a lot of fucking nerds that are like, I'm going to see what happens.
I think there's some bullshit happening.
Bullshit?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The So Bitcoin's value
is it Russia?
Bitcoin's value should be based on how transactionable it is, right?
I don't know. Well, what's the dollar value based on?
I don't know.
Okay.
But the number of transactions for Bitcoin have done what over the past couple of years?
Transactions cost more now than they used to, so they're harder to transact.
So basically, well, it's
which
less valuable.
Which explains why nobody fucking uses it. It's just, it's almost like...
It's less like valuable for small transactions. If you still want to move $100,000 for $10, which is a pretty good rate, that you can still do that.
Okay.
But right, that's my problem with Bitcoin is that like nobody ever fucking uses it.
Right.
Except for once in a blue moon.
Therefore, its value is pretty low, actually.
The crypto market is probably speculation heavily right now.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
So what's your point?
I mean, you could still use it for some things, but its usability is very low in my
opinion. I feel like its hackability is very high.
It's not.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the largest Bitcoin exchange or whatever the fuck it was got hacked and fucked everybody, right?
Mt. Gox did not get hacked. They were insolvent. What?
They got hacked.
No. I thought they got hacked.
They got hacked.
Okay. Like you guys just keep yelling things without any backing
hacked!
Up.
I don't know. Look it up, Pukes. Right, Mt. Gox hacked.
They were insolvent. They were running a poor business.
Yeah, they fucked up, and then they got hacked.
They didn't get hacked. I mean, maybe they got hacked, but that wasn't why they got shut down.
Okay. Well, beyond that, what's to stop...
And that was years ago.
What's to stop the government from saying, no, cryptocurrency's done. You're done. We're not allowing this.
I feel like these are questions for Neo Cash Radio.
I am not asking them. Mt. Gox
announced
you.
That approximately 850,000 bitcoins belonging to customers of the company were missing and likely stolen, an amount valued at more than $450 million at the time.
$450 million is barely hacked. That's it was barely hacked. A little hacked. Almost not even hacked.
The reason for the disappearance, theft, fraud, mismanagement, or a combination of these were initially unclear. New evidence presented in April 2015 by Tokyo Security Company, blah, 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 led them to conclude that most or all of the missing bitcoins were stolen straight out of the Mt. Gox hot wallet over time beginning in late 2011. So,
sounds like a hacking.
I don't know if that's a hacking or embezzlement.
Or an embezzlement, yeah.
Embezzlement.
So whatever.
Same thing. If it used a computer, it was
well,
a hack.
It's not really the same thing.
If he embezzled using a computer, as far as I'm concerned, it was hacking.
Sure.
Whew. So anyway, the reason I'm not asking...
Enron was a hack.
The reason I'm not asking any of these nerds is because you're a semi-reasonable person who's not just a champion for Liberty coins.
I try to read up on the stuff and understand what's going on, but
I still
don't understand it very much.
Right. But you still have some understanding of it and some opinion of it.
Okay? Of the three people in this room, Nick obviously knows the most.
That's why I'm asking you. I don't want to ask somebody
who's
like,
again?
Oh, I have a boner for renegade fucking nerds who create digging mining things.
Boner, right. boner. On a PCL, I asked a hardware wallet reseller to put a Gigapet on the hardware wallet so we could both play Gigapets and have our Bitcoin on the same device.
Okay. You're right. Don't ask Nick anything ever.
I'm just saying. This is why I'm asking you.
Okay, so what's
not...
the question?
The question is, should I invest anything in Bitcoin at this point?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
If you're going to invest in anything, you should invest in some bonds and some Bitcoin.
What he's saying is don't put all your eggs in one basket. If you want to get involved in Bitcoin...
Okay, what percentage of that theoretical 10,000 should go to Bitcoin?
Well, obviously one.
1%.
No, one Bitcoin worth, which is right now like 8,000.
So that's almost all the 10,000.
If you wait till tomorrow, it's going to be all 10,000.
Wait, Puke, do you think you have to buy a whole Bitcoin?
Yes.
Okay, then you're dumb and probably
no,
shouldn't
I
answer
know.
Any
you're
more
You're right.
Questions.
That's a good point. You can buy not a whole bit.
That's why I asked what percentage of the 10,000 should go to Bitcoin.
What's less than a bit? A bloot?
I mean, it depends. Like when you sign up for an investment, right, you decide during the investment state, do you want to be a slow and steady, low-risk investor or a high-risk investor?
Oh, yeah, this is like 401k shit. Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a high-ish risk investor, mm-hmm. probably 50% goes to cryptocurrency.
Okay. That's what I was asking. So, I also feel like it would be a fairly solid bet to invest in something like Square.
I don't like a
what
stock.
The fuck is
do they have
yeah.
stock?
Yeah, okay. They have stock.
Then that's fine too.
What's Square?
That's that little thing you attach to a fucking iPhone that you swipe a credit card with the bums get.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Everybody has it.
Do they?
Including bums.
A lot of people. Oh.
Here's the thing. As of today, anyone who has sold or not bought Bitcoin, right, up until today,
yeah.
has been wrong. Anyone who's thought it's going to crash has been wrong. Today was the all-time high again.
That would be Andrew.
Right?
Andrew's the person.
Oh, it's down below 8,000. 7999.99.
And so based on that history, the only deduction I can make is that in 4 years from now, it will still be going up. But we don't know if one day someone says, oh, by the way, I figured out how to hack Bitcoin, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There's billions of dollars to be made by hacking Bitcoin, and no one's done it yet.
Right. Mm-hmm. If anybody could do it, they would have. Yeah.
Well, that's what we think. And one day maybe it is hacked, and maybe one day it goes to zero, and we go, whoops, well, that was... Shouldn't have done that with our money.
Right. So theoretically...
Yeah, it is like Enron. I mean, Enron was a good investment until the day that they were like, ooh, shit.
Right. So theoretically, it is the biggest target for hackers.
Yeah. It has to be.
So at some point, someone will succeed, right?
Not necessarily.
Hackers have succeeded in hacking stuff, but not like the entire fucking blockchain.
Okay. But what about... Is it possible it's just a fucking bubble like everything else?
Oh, absolutely. It's possible.
It's like 17 tipled in 12 months.
Right. That seems like a bubble.
I feel like anyone who could cash out money at 6 tipple is like, oh, that was a pretty good investment for a year of my money, and be happy, and you walk away and be like, oh, that was a good investment. I have to be happy about that.
Well, yeah. Frankly, this conversation...
is stupid.
Like, well, it could involve anything that you invest in, not just Bitcoin. Like, you can invest in all kinds of shit that could go up or down, and who the fuck knows? You could have invested in Apple
but crypto,
in the 90s and made a billion or whatever.
Sure, but crypto is probably the most volatile of all the things.
It's absolutely.
When Apple's not going up 17
times. But you don't know that because they went down very hard in the late 90s, and then they recovered.
Yeah.
So...
If Bitcoin crashes,
you sold when they were down or whatever?
A week ago, it was under 6,000.
If Bitcoin bursts,
it's 8,000, so I don't know.
If Bitcoin bursts, is it likely to come back, do you think?
We have no idea. That's the problem.
Well, here's what I'm scared of is like right after the Mt. Gox thing that you mentioned, it crashed. It did crash, and it sat that way
for probably
3 years.
Yes.
And people like forgot about their Bitcoin. Well, Bitcoin was fun. That was stupid.
Yep.
And then this year only.
Should have bought.
Trump goes to office and Bitcoin 17 tipples.
Why?
Because Trump's in office.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
Trump said Bitcoin will be the best coin ever.
But that's funny to blame.
Why does Trump sound like John F. Kennedy?
It's a great coin. The best coin. Because I don't even know what the fuck Trump sounds like.
Why did it take off this year?
It just forked
again this week, right?
There is a little minor fork.
Yeah. What? Now there's minor forks?
Well,
what the fuck?
It's just a tine. It's a fork tine.
Right. One tine of the fork.
Yeah.
So there's this side of thing. It's called Bitcoin Gold, and no one's really paying attention to it, but it is still, it's been crashing real hard.
Invest in that, Andrew.
I might if it keeps crashing.
Bitcoin Gold. No one wants Bitcoin Gold, and no one even knows what it is.
Why? How is it any different than Bitcoin Cash?
Look, Bitcoin Gold in supply. They don't even know how much is in supply.
I like that.
What about Litecoin or the other altcoins?
What about Litecoin?
I don't know. Should you invest in
Should we
in
go
that
through
instead?
Every single one?
No.
No, because there's like 80 for fuck's sake. I looked it up one day and I was like, Jesus Christ, everybody's got a goddamn coin.
Do you want me to read down the
even
list?
Even Amazon had their own coin for a little bit. Now it's
down. Amazon did not have a cryptocurrency.
Didn't they?
You idiot.
What did they have?
They had a loot box.
Oh. Lootcrate.com.
All right. Well, yeah, I kind of feel like all these nerds who knew or just were such believers in Bitcoin.
Yeah, they were believers. They didn't know.
Right. They're believers, and they like the Liberty Renegade aspect to it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they like that you can transact and you can send money to Edward Snowden, right? I could go on my phone, send money to Edward Snowden.
Yeah, and nobody knows.
In 30 minutes, and it doesn't go through any bank or anything, Edward Snowden now has money, which is pretty cool technology.
It is kind of neat.
All right, so I think I should invest in 1994 RX-7s.
Okay.
Correct.
Can you buy 0.07 of them?
No.
That's the problem.
Andrew, but I could buy one for 10 grand.
Okay.
And here's the thing. In the words of Jerry Seinfeld, you can't drive money.
Can you store the car on your phone?
No, but I can enjoy the car.
Also, no
you can't enjoy the Bitcoin.
No one's going to hack your car away from you. And
yeah.
Just like, boop,
I can protect my car with a gun.
Yeah, they could steal it.
I don't have to protect the fucking car with a password.
You could get a garage fire that kills the car.
I got insurance.
Stolen. Oh,
you don't have Bitcoin
that's
insurance.
That's a good point. Oh, shit. Is there Bitcoin insurance? Nick, right nap.
I freaking doubt it.
Right nap. Right now.
I want my insurance. I want my Bitcoin insured for next week's value.
I'm registering the name bitsurance.com right now.
How about we sell Bitcoin insurance and then we never pay anyone and we just run off?
Yeah, exactly. Because it's not real money.
That's what all these Bitcoin fucks are doing, probably. Somehow.
Yeah, Bitcoin insurance.
Because the financial people are the worst people.
Yeah.
And you got the fucking nerds combined with the financial people.
Yeah, fuck nerds.
No, the thing is, I'm never going to know as much as these people.
Financial people?
No, the nerds.
Nerds. Oh, yeah.
They don't know anything either.
But they know how Bitcoin works.
Yeah, but you know how cars work.
Right.
That doesn't make you some sort of magical fucking shaman.
No, it does, though. It does.
Oh, my God.
I can tell you, if I invested $100,000 today in 1997 Mercedes SL600 AMGs, I would quintuple my money in a few years.
Right. And somebody like Nick would be like, what?
Yes,
how
exactly.
How did you know, you nerd?
Exactly. So I'm trying to figure out what these nerds know. Because I know things, I can explain them to people.
That's true.
Why can't these nerds fucking explain their shit?
So what Andrew's trying to say is that he understands how
to be fair, they tried to explain.
No, they didn't. They said, block bits, blockchains, gawk blocks.
They said, can I pay my rent in Bitcoin? And what I should have said is, teach me how to accept a Bitcoin, and yes.
No.
What I said was, no.
Yeah. Right.
But I wouldn't go, can I pay my rent in Mercedes SL600 AMGs?
Fuck yes.
Right, because
every month you get a new Mercedes.
Yes, it would be a little difficult to sell that Mercedes and make the money, like it's a little difficult to sell the Bitcoin.
It is difficult.
But that's on me as the Bitcoin collector.
We'll talk about that on PCL.
Speaking of which, 37 minutes.
I'm just saying, this is...
I'm sorry. We are all mad that we're not millionaires over Bitcoin.
It's not that. I'm mad about how these fuckers operate.
No, you're not. You're mad that you're not a millionaire over the Bitcoin, and so am I, but you want to take it out on the nerds that got lucky or decided to...
No, good for them.
Nick should be the least mad of all three of us.
I am the least mad, but I'm still. Yeah. We all missed, obviously.
True. Yeah.
The 10-cent bits, because we didn't know the future. Just like we all missed the Facebook stock.
Right. We didn't invest in Facebook in 2000.
My dad freaking invested in Facebook, and now he's a millionaire. So that was that.
Did he?
He's not a millionaire.
Did he invest in Facebook though?
Well, first of all, Facebook's IPO is relatively new. But yes, he did buy some Facebook.
When did they go IPO?
I don't know. It's only 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
More than that.
Oh, no shit. 4 years ago?
Like seven.
When was Facebook's IPO?
Schrodinger's cat.
5 years ago.
Yeah. So we were...
Andrew's raccoon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very depressing every now and then, mainly because Nick has to share fucking, oh my God, Bitcoin.
I'm sorry.
And then I'm at work
just
waiting for something to happen, and I'm like, God, Bitcoin.
It is enraging.
Yeah.
Like, we have this group chat, and Nick will occasionally send Bitcoin updates, and I just go, sell the Bitcoin. It's about to burst in a minute and a half.
Wait, I only share it because the show has some Bitcoin
stuff. I know, and it's still, it's terrifying. It's terrifying.
But it's infuriating because we could have had more.
Well, yeah.
That too.
Everyone's going to be mad that they didn't have more of whatever.
And I am convinced it will burst at some point.
Nah.
Whenever I have sex, the girl's like, oh, that was okay, but I could have had more.
Something's going to burst.
Damn it. I guess that joke didn't go over well.
No, I appreciated it.
I'm like, you should be happy with the Bitcoin you have. Then I wash myself off with paper towels.
Big dick. Want to talk about Tesla?
No, I want to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
But you guys can talk about Tesla.
Andrew, do you want to talk about Tesla?
I feel like we did it a week ago.
We did, but there was an update because Thursday night they released...
I still feel so bad about fucking up that Trump thing.
Trump thing?
Yeah, where I said,
Trump. Oh, yeah, you should feel bad. That was stupid of you.
I know.
What?
Were you mad all night about it?
What did he say?
What did he say?
You need to listen back to the fucking show. But
or just remember what
I said
that
Trump blocked,
why would I do that? This show sucks.
I said that Trump blocked the mandate on autonomous braking, automatic braking, when in reality it was the mandate for vehicle-to-vehicle communications.
Oh, you are so stupid.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah, what's that?
That's where you should invest money. Fuck Bitcoin.
Is it Delphi
when the company, whatever company figures out what band, like whatever... airwaves.
Bandwidth.
What bandwidth system they're going to use for vehicle-to-vehicle communication, whatever company figures that
124
out.
124 megahertz.
That's what you should invest in. What?
124 megahertz.
What do you know?
Nothing. I just picked a random... Oh. What? What, Nick? What are you... Nick doesn't have his headphones in. He's looking at the ceiling.
I hear squirrels.
Oh, yeah. I hear... There are mice and squirrels in the ceiling
wanna,
of this fucking
house. I want
everyone
to be quiet so we can listen to them.
Shh.
There they go. Yeah, Nick, I know.
It could just be the wind. And
no,
the
it's. I guarantee you
it
there's
is windy.
Mice. I'll be watching TV, and there'll be like a fucking across the ceiling, and my cat's like, oh, what's that? But I have, they fuck this house.
Yeah. Wow. Listen to this show. Tiny homes, what's that? Squirrels,
tiny homes,
bitcoins,
squirrels,
raccoons,
yeah.
Tesla.
We're fucking geniuses. That's what I have to say about that. Andrew, have
news?
You watched... What?
Mugabe. Okay, what?
Mugabe. You watched the Netflix show Mindhunter?
Yeah.
So...
A little.
Oh. A little?
I haven't seen all of it.
No. Well, neither have I. I think I'm on episode 8. But
farther than me.
Okay. Well, you... I was never going to watch it because I...
Neither was I.
I had no interest in it.
Neither did I.
Probably because I didn't know that David Fincher was a producer.
Didn't care. Directed.
Yeah, well, he's good. He did Seven.
Whatever.
And other movies.
What's in the fucking box?
Don't mouth the drops. God damn it.
So anyway, the reason it came, like, I was like Mindhunter. I think I saw it or something, and I was like, whatever. Cop drama, whoop-de-doo.
Mm-hmm.
But then you said that it was filmed in Butler, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, which is where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, because I was told about it by Longface's wife, Sarah. She's like, oh, yeah, the show Mindhunter. It's really good. I think I might be an extra in it or something.
Yeah. How?
And I'm like, what?
Does she
know
if she's an extra or
not?
She's
like, yeah, it was filmed. A lot of it was filmed in Highfield, which is like this neighborhood in Butler. And
okay.
I go, okay. And she's like, yeah, it's a really good show. And I go, you're just saying that because you were in it. She's like, no, it's actually really good. And I said, whatever. Fuck off. And then a couple weeks later, DNK was telling me, no, Mindhunter's a good show. And I said, wait a minute. You weren't in Mindhunter, right? And he goes, no.
Right, so he's unbiased.
Go, oh, okay, I guess I'll check it out. All right, go ahead.
What's in the box?
I don't really have anything to say about it.
Oh, good.
No, it is a good show. It's interesting. It's about serial killers and the development of the FBI program where they came up with the idea to like actually profile serial killers,
mm-hmm.
and I have an interest in serial killers, and it's a couple episodes directed by David Fincher, produced by David Fincher of Fight Club and Seven.
Oh,
stuff
that's
like
why
that.
I don't like them. Fight
what?
Club. Fuck that.
You don't get the fuck out of my house.
All right.
Get out! How dare you even think about not liking Fight Club? Thank God Andrew's leaving.
This has been Puke in the Gang, episode 304.
Yes, it has.
Thanks for coming out. Guests.
Oh.
Well, they didn't. They
just
didn't
kidding!
Yeah. We don't have a guest. PukeintheGang.com/VIP is where you can sign up to a private channel lounge and get for as little as $5 a month all the extra content that we spew out. If you're not a member of PukeintheGang.com/VIP, the private channel lounge, then you're not going to hear the amazing announcement that's happening here tonight. Well, you can just go to the live stream, I guess, and then you don't have to pay for the PCL, which is an odd arrangement. PukeintheGang.com/live is how you go to that live stream.
They're basically paying for PCL by giving me live attention.
Ah, damn it, Nick. Show at PukeintheGang.com is how you can email the show if you got any questions, comments, pictures. I don't know. Nick, you got anything else to say?
Negative.
Run on!
I talked about the Facebook page, the same photo of Jeff Goldblum every day. And Puke goes, is it a different photo? Angry Birds in Space.
Oh, no.
I was talking to, there's some new worker at Cumberland Farms or something. I've never seen her before. She was trying to explain to me the new gas card. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And she's like, sorry, sometimes I'm bad at communicating. And I go, so am I. And she says, well, were you raised by two people high on PCP constantly? And I said, no, sorry. She said, oh, okay, just kidding.
Does he close your toilet lid?
I don't know. Do you?
I wonder how many I did today twice. I wonder how many times he hasn't closed it and you blamed it on me.
Could be. Could be quite a bit.
Okay, I think he just flushed. Ask him when he comes back in. But ask him accusatorily and angrily.
Okay.
Is accusatorily a word?
I think so.
Mm.
Oh.
Seems like it's one of those words that should be but aren't.
Hey, did you close the fucking toilet lid?
Probably.
All the way?
All the way. Because we all know toilet lids sometimes are partially closed.
Wait, why are you yelling at me about this? Because it didn't happen?
I always yell at Andrew.
All right, let me go check.
And Andrew's getting defensive.
See, he's never even thought about it before.
Maybe not. No, he has, because when he checks on the cat, which he's done a couple times now, I always make sure to tell him, like, for the love of fuck, put the toilet seat down.
Was it closed?
It was down.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
I know. I think I do it all the time at my house, too.
Oh, really?
Andrew's the only one that wants to see his poop remnants.
No, I just want to make sure it goes away.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I might have...
Crap, I got to check my dryer. I left my dryer running, so I just left the security cam on it so that I could check if it caught fire.
Nice.
Oh, you still have to worry about that shit? Why don't you just buy a new dryer?
No, it hasn't caught fire for a long time. Ever since the listener sent... Ever since the listener sent me that cable, it has not caught fire.
Oh, yeah, the higher gauge wire.
Uh-oh.
Are we ready? What, Bitcoin crashed?
No, it's on fire.
It won't connect. Oh, wait, there it is.
Is that because it was on fire?
Okay, the dryer's done.
Like, caught fire, it's done?
I don't think it's on fire. No, nothing in the room's on fire.
It's a big fire.
Well, the funny part is, because I leave the security cam in the on the dryer... To check the fire, it's actually in the bathroom. So then sometimes I have people come over and I forget. That's in the bathroom. I'm like, oops. Nice. Security cam was in the bathroom. Sorry about the... Yeah.
Don't show your dick to the cam.
What are you, Harvey Weinstein?
I don't have anyone come over that has a dick. It's gross.
I like the background music during the promos, by the way.
So thanks.
I hope you're suggesting... No. He does it.
Yeah, I'm the one.
Oh, you're welcome.
My suggestion was going to be... I don't know. Stop talking about how to edit the break on the regular show.
It's not on the regular show. It's the break. We're on the break. None of this is regular.
Like right
show.
Before the... No, I know it's not. I know none of this is.
Yeah, well, I didn't do it either. Like we had already played music for 20 seconds, and I just
yeah, I don't
that's
know
where I came in. If anything, that should be a blooper. It shouldn't be in the regular show.
Yeah, it's going to be in the
Export
show.
The show.
Now it's going to be in the show. Now I'm going to leave it in because this then it will tie into what I'm saying right now. Oh fuck you, stop. My throat hurts.
Why?
I've been yelling too much.
Ooh, an Amazon Basics mouse.